Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, here with producers Mike Hiris and Jordan Struck. We come to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park, and we have a lot to get to today, including a rehash of the Vikings' loss last weekend at Washington, but more importantly, a preview of this Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals at Mall of America Field. But first, let's talk about some big news that came out of the NFL owners' meetings in Chicago. All the NFL owners are in Chicago right now meeting about various things, and one of those things was an announcement the NFL made on Tuesday afternoon that the Vikings have been selected to host the Pittsburgh Steelers at London's Wembley Stadium. That game will take place in 2013. It'll be September 9th. I believe that shakes out to week four. It was a pretty cool announcement, generated a lot of excitement for the Vikings and for Vikings fans. It's a great opportunity for the organization and the fans to showcase themselves overseas and on the world stage. So there's probably no more important person to talk to about this than Vikings ownership, and that's what we did earlier. We spoke with Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf over the phone. He called in to Sports Authority Studios from Chicago in the middle of the owners' meetings to talk to us. It was pretty cool. We have it recorded. We're going to play it for you right now. Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf, who's live from the owners' meetings today. Mark, how's it going?
Everything's going well here.
You guys are busy down there. There's lots of news coming out of Chicago from the owners' meetings.
Yeah, always busy. A lot of league activity going on here, and everything's going well.
One of the big things that came out from the owners' meetings was us playing in London next season. I've gotten already a lot of email from fans who are excited about this. Are you excited about it?
We're certainly very excited about it. I mean, it's a unique opportunity for our organization and our fans, and highlighting our brand on an international stage. So it's something we're excited about. It's going to bring great exposure to our brand and to Minnesota's business community and the tourism industry. So a lot of good things, and we're real excited about it.
How did this come about? Because as you just stated, it's advantageous for an organization and its fans to do something like this. So I'm sure there are a lot of teams who, if everything worked out right, would like to play in London. We get to do it next year. So how did this kind of go down?
Well, hey, this has been the discussions we've had with the league ongoing for some time, and of course, there's a transition period for our club as we move into our new stadium. But for us and the league wanting to grow the brand of football internationally, we just thought this was the kind of opportunity that would be really, really very exciting. And we have incredible fans support us and be at the game, so we couldn't be more excited.
Have you ever been to London?
I have been to London, but never to a football game there. But as you know, I think part of the growth of this is expanding from one game, which they've been doing annually, to two games. The league is trying to promote the great game of football internationally, and I think this is another step in increasing that exposure, and we're proud to be part of it.
So one of the things that surely you had to balance was, you know, because we gain a lot from playing at home, too, in front of our fans here at Mall of America Field, but then you also gain a lot by, as you said, expanding the game over in Europe and bringing the game to our fans who live in Europe. So you kind of had to balance losing a home game, but then the advantages of playing over in Europe, right?
Well, you know, we certainly appreciate our fans and the support we have from them, and we know we have the greatest fans in the NFL, but we just saw this as a unique opportunity, and again, it's going to create a great awareness and exposure for the team and the state on an international stage. So, you know, we're hoping to give that kind of memorable experience to the fans where, again, we have a lot of fans overseas. Hopefully some of our fans will travel over there as part of this experience. And we just think it's a great win for the NFL and for the Vikings.
What's the plan in terms of bye weeks? Do we play at home the week before that London game so we don't have to travel the week before we go to London and then a bye week right after it? Something like that, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm sure about one thing. We're going to have a bye week immediately after the London game. That is given. I'm not sure about the home game prior, but we will have a bye week in week five next season following this game, and that's part of the league mandate with the London game.
And the game, it's kind of cool. It's a cool matchup. It's Vikings and Steelers, right? I mean, so you have two teams that have a lot of history in the NFL, and as the league is trying to expand the game globally and attract fans from different parts of the world, these are two pretty good franchises to showcase, don't you think?
Well, great historical franchises with great fan bases, so I couldn't agree with you more. I know the league is as excited as we are that it's going to be a great matchup, interconference play, and the two brands that have been in the league for so many years.
Do you think fish and chips is going to be the pregame meal? It only seems appropriate.
Well, we're going to leave all the important decisions like pregame meals to the coach, and whatever gets our players the right kind of fuel to win, we're all behind it.
And you know, here's the other thing, too, about that is we're excited about this, and certainly the coaches and players, I think they will be, too. It's a little bit extra travel, but what a great experience to go over to Europe and play in front of those fans and help the NFL's effort to expand the game globally. But that's next season. I mean, we're in the middle of a good season right now. We're 4-2. We come back home and play Arizona this week. I mean, we've talked about needing to focus one game at a time. That's been Leslie Frazier's rallying cry all season. So as fun as this is for the players and coaches, they're going to maintain their focus on winning games this season, obviously.
Well, that's what it's all about, and we certainly take that message to heart. And this is a nice day to celebrate, and it's going to be exciting next year. But our focus on the football operations and our coaching staff and our players is 100% about the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday and coming back to the Metrodome and hopefully having a great, great, exciting full house this weekend. So
yeah.
I encourage everybody to come out and make it loud, make it tough for the opposing team.
And you know what? We've done that. Our crowd has done that this season, Mark. We're 3-0 at home, and we were 1-7 in our building last season, and very, very atypical for the Vikings. They have a great home field advantage at Mall of America Field, but we're 3-0 this year. It will be a lot of fun to come back home and play in front of that crowd after a tough game last week. And we enjoyed so much success, Mark, since you've taken ownership of the team. So much success at home. We were undefeated there in 2009. It's been a lot of fun to see the Vikings go 3-0 at home here early in the season.
It's been a lot of fun, but again, as Coach Frazier has been telling our players, and this is important, we have to focus on the work at hand. We have a tough opponent here coming up this week in Arizona. As great as the home field advantage is, and we know we have a great home field advantage, we have to do the work and keep our nose to the grindstone here and win this game this weekend. It's a big game, and we're excited to be at home in front of our fans. No question about it.
All right. Well, I know you got a lot of stuff going on in Chicago. You're at their owners' meeting. So if anything else breaks, you have to call the Wobcast and report it to us first. This was awesome to talk to you during the meetings. That's a big deal. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, before we move on to talking about the Redskins and the Cardinals, a couple of interesting notes about the Vikings playing in London next year. Kickoff is going to be 5 o'clock p.m. London time, but don't worry, that's going to be noon Central time. So if you're watching the game here in the States as you normally do, you can follow your typical routine, a noon Central time kickoff next year in London. This is going to be the Vikings' fifth international game in franchise history. They're 4-0 in their previous contests overseas. They've played in London once before, in a game that was the NFL's first game ever played in London. They've also played in Sweden, Germany, and Tokyo. The Vikings' previous trip to London, as I said, was a preseason game, and it marked the NFL's first game in London. It was actually against the St. Louis Cardinals, the same franchise we're going to play this Sunday, and that game took place in 1983, one of the coolest years ever because that's when I was born. And the Vikings' last international game was in 1994. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs 17-9. In Tokyo. So a couple of cool notes about the international series, or at least the international series in Vikings history. It'll be a cool moment for the Vikings and their fans playing a game in London on the world stage next year. Don't forget, Vikings fans, download the Vikings mobile app and you could win an autographed Percy Harvin jersey or tickets to an upcoming game. The app is free. You get all of the Vikings.com content, blog entries, videos, news articles, photo galleries, and of course, Wobcasts, all of that from Vikings.com. It gets delivered to your phone, Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, whatever you have. It's a free app. It gets delivered to your phone. And if you don't have it, you can download it right now, and you have a chance to win an autographed Percy Harvin jersey or Vikings tickets to an upcoming game. Do something very easy, and you have a chance to do something very cool. Download the Vikings app for your smartphone now. All right, let's get back to some football. The Vikings lose last week at Washington, 38-26 was the score, and I have three takeaways from the game. First, what gave us a good chance to win early in the game ends up biting us in the rear end at the end of the game. We kicked three field goals in the first quarter, which was great because we're off to a 9-0 lead on the road at FedEx Field, a tough place to go play. We have a big early lead. Unfortunately, though, it came back to bite us because we ended up needing touchdowns. The Redskins mount a rally. They take a lead. We mount a late comeback, but it wasn't good enough. We need more touchdowns. The Vikings have been in the red zone 22 times. They've scored 21 times, but only 11 times have those scores been touchdowns. So that's something the Vikings are going to have to improve. The second takeaway, RG3. We knew we had to contain RG3. For the most part, we did an okay job. The problem is the key play of the game was a Robert Griffin III 76-yard touchdown run that daggered any chance that we had of a comeback. That gave him over 300 yards of total offense for the game, and he scored 3 touchdowns. So that was a killer. And then we lost a turnover battle. We were -2 in the take-give ratio. Whenever you do that, you're probably going to lose. In fact, the Vikings have lost the turnover battle twice this season. They've lost both games. But let's quit talking about that. That was a loss, and we didn't like it. It moved us to 4-2. We got to try and get to 5-2. To do that, we have to beat the Arizona Cardinals at Mall of America Field on Sunday. Both teams, as I said, are 4-2. Both teams coming off losses. Arizona lost last week to the Buffalo Bills at home in overtime, so they're going to be ticked off, and they're going to be ready to win. They should have won the game. The Arizona Cardinals had the ball on the Bills' 20-yard line with under a minute to go. They tried a game-winning field goal at the last second, but it was blocked. The game goes to overtime, and they lose. An awful way for them to lose a home game, so they're going to be ready for a win. Here's a couple of storylines we're going to follow this week on Vikings.com. Arizona starting quarterback Kevin Cobb will not play in this game. He suffered a rib injury last week. He's already been ruled out of the game, so Arizona will start John Skelton. Arizona actually named John Skelton their starting quarterback to open the season, but in the first game of the season, he hurts his ankle. So then Kevin Cobb comes on, and he starts a few games. Now Cobb is hurt, so Skelton's going to play. It's a true quarterback carousel for the Arizona Cardinals. A guy named John Skelton is going to be their starter on Sunday. The second storyline, though, is when you play the Arizona Cardinals, you don't worry about the quarterback. You worry about one of their wide receivers. His name is Larry Fitzgerald. Arizona's best offensive player by far. It's going to be the fifth time that Larry Fitzgerald has come to Mall of America Field to play the Vikings, and that's significant because he's a Minnesota native. This time, when he comes back to Minnesota, he brings another Minnesota native who's catching passes for them. That's Michael Floyd. Michael Floyd is a wide receiver they drafted 13th overall. Floyd went to Creighton-Durham Hall High School in St. Paul, went on to play for Notre Dame. Michael Floyd played at Holy Angels before going on to play at the University of Pittsburgh. So a pair of Minnesota natives who were first-round picks and now play for the Arizona Cardinals are coming back to Mall of America Field, and those two guys are going to be guys for our defense to watch on Sunday. Finally, the third talker here is returning home to play at Mall of America Field. That's what the Vikings are going to do on Sunday. They're 3-0 at home this season, looking to go 4-0. We are returning to our dominant form at home. Historically, the Vikings, very good playing at home, very good playing at Mall of America Field. In fact, they've won 64.5% of their games in the building. Last year, they were just 1-7, so they lost that dominant form. This year, we're 3-0, so we are returning to that dominant form, and we're going to try and make it even better, see if we can move to 4-0 at home by beating Arizona. If we can do that, we'll move to 5-2, and we'll be sitting pretty as we prepare to host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just 4 days later on Thursday Night Football, televised by the NFL Network. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from Fergie. Take it away. Going down like